Welcome back to our Bonusa pregame show. Kelly Schultz, along with the head coach of the BSU Beavers, Jim Scanlon. And coach, a tough loss in the first game of the WCHA playoffs here at home. What did you tell your team last night after that loss?
Well, I got to have short memories, Kel. And, first of all, credit Duluth. You know, I thought they played a really strong game and, you know, capitalized on some mistakes we made. And, we just talked about playing with a sense of desperation. Our backs are to the wall, and there's really nothing else we can do. We got to come out fighting. We got to come out and try to play the game of our season today.
How important is it against a team like Duluth to force them to play more defense?
Well, certainly most players, most lines don't like playing defense, and when you look at their top line, how talented they are, how productive they are, they certainly haven't had to play a lot of defense when they've scored as many points they have. So if we can make them play defense, certainly that it's good for us. But that's goes for anybody on our team. If we can spend more time in their zone, protect the puck a little better, and we still had 37 or 33 shots on net, I think it was, and we just looked at the stats. 67% of our first period shots either missed the net or were blocked, and we just need to do a better job of getting pucks to the net, get people to the net, and see if we can't find some loose pucks around the net and put them in.
At the other end of the ice, your defense gave up a lot of shots that made it to Britt, and unfortunately didn't play as sharp of a game as I think I've seen them play all year. What do you guys need to do on the defensive side?
I think we need to be committed to it a little bit more. I think a little uncharacteristic yesterday in terms of allowing a lot of rush. I mean, all five of their goals were basically rush offense type goals. In other words, they scored on a rush, and their first goal was initial shot. Second goal was a real nice backdoor play. Third goal was a rebound. Fourth goal is a rebound off a scrum. Fifth goal is a rebound. And that means we just got to do a better job picking people up, going to the net, getting sticks up off the ice. But it's being committed to it. Our offense has to come from our defense. And we have to be committed to being really, really good in our end tonight.
I know we've talked about this before, but special teams are so important this late in the season, especially in this league. Yesterday, you didn't get very many opportunities. But at the other side of things, your penalty kill wasn't able to hold them off. What do you need to do differently here today, if anything?
Truth be told, I thought our penalty kill was outstanding in terms of really not allowing them anything on when they got set up in our zone. I thought our kill did a great job of keeping on the perimeter and pressuring when we needed to pressure and forcing turnovers. And, actually we had two really good chances on the shorthanded situation. We were down at the time 3-1 and maybe even 4-1. And we said, if we get an opportunity, you got to go. Their one power play goal resulted on a turnover. We had the puck with an opportunity to clear it. But I think our player was looking to try to make a play, and so she hesitated. She hung on to the puck a little bit too long, and Bricklick took it right off her stick and went in. And from that play, it was a scramble, and they score. So it wasn't really like a set play on their part. It was basically we turned the puck over in the high slot. They went in, jammed it in on a rebound. So I thought our penalty kill really did a nice job, and if we have to kill penalties today, we're certainly going to try to be as aggressive as we were.
I know we talked about it yesterday about the faceoffs, and your team usually is pretty strong at the faceoff dot. I know Emily Berglund's probably one of your better ones besides Lauren Miller on the faceoff. She didn't get many opportunities. How does that play out in a game?
Well, like we've said before, every faceoff means puck possession, and when you're consistently losing them, it means the other team is gaining possession off of a faceoff. And then obviously if it's in the offensive zone for your opponents, it's zone time. It means we're playing defense, and we would rather win the draw, break out, and get down the other end. So we talked about it today. We showed during video, we showed quite a few of the their faceoff plays they're trying to run, and there were some questions on what do we do here, what do we do there. And I said, you know what, the bottom line is, ladies, if we win those draws, we don't have to worry about it, which Got a chuckle out of everybody. So no question, we have to be better. That's one of the little things we need to be better at. We need to be better at faceoffs.
What else did you see after watching film that your team needs to do here today?
Well, certainly puck management. We didn't go through every goal against, and we didn't want to. This is our 36th game we're going to be playing here, and it's not like you're teaching. I mean, they know what happened. They know the mistakes they made. They know what the areas we need to be better at. But we just showed there was a lot of opportunities with pucks to the net. Rebounds were there. We just need to do a better job of getting to that blue paint and stopping rather than just kind of skating by, hoping to maybe poke one in. We need to be committed to getting to that blue paint because there were opportunities. There were rebounds that were there. We just need to go there and be committed to going there and try to see if we can't create some chaos. And like I said earlier, find some loose pucks and get them behind their goalie.
Last night I had a chance to visit with Hannah Moore, your senior captain, and asked her about the emotions of the game. And obviously this team's pretty angry after last night. What kind of advantage does that give you going into a game like this, knowing that your team knows what's on the line?
Well, I think, you know, certainly for the eight seniors, they realize that this could be their last game. But, for, you know, for the entire team, you know, we worked really hard to get to where we're at. I mean, we've always said there's no guarantees. I mean, you're playing a very good team, and, you know, you got to go out there and play the game. But there's no question that, you know, that sense of desperation should be pretty easy to get to that level and go out and play that hard today.
With a season like this one, the Beavers having their best season in program history, what does your team need to do here to take this to a game three?
Well, again, we got to come out and play just really, really hard, play desperate. And when you're playing desperate, you're playing like every shift's your last shift, and you're just on your toes and you're jumping. And, you know, we just need to play like that. Certainly scoring first would be huge. But, you know, even if we don't, we just got to stick with our game plan. We got to be really, really good at the puck, Kelly. That's the bottom line. We can't afford those kind of turnovers. But we need to be committed to playing a really solid, structured game on our end, not allowing those second chance opportunities. And then, like I say, let's make them play defense. Let's see if we can't get a few more pucks past their goalie.
Good luck today, Coach. We hope to talk to you in the post game and hope to see game three.
Sounds good, Kelly. Thanks.